9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy and Briley.
Yeah, you didn't forget today.
Huh?
You didn't forget today.
No, I did not. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. Hi, Briley.
Hi, Jimmy.
You look tired.
I am tired.
Well, I wasn't being mean to her when she came in a while ago. She said, I'm tired.
Yeah.
You have taco Thursday nights or what?
Yeah, we had the taco truck last night.
Where were you at? I can't remember where. I see every post.
Redlands Chiropractor.
The deal? You guys busy?
We were okay.
It was okay.
It was really cold, so people probably didn't want to get out.
And there was the Merritt basketball game was going on.
Yeah.
It was a good game between Merritt and Mangum. I honestly don't know who won with the boys, and the girls won, the Merritt girls won, but it was a good game.
I heard it was a good game.
Yeah, it was just a good game. I mean, Merritt beat him by 15 or 20 points, but it was just fun to watch those guys. And then let's check out some temperatures, and I'm going to be adjusting your mic today because we've got a whole new system going on here, so bear with me. If she sounds louder than me, it's not my fault. 41 degrees at Hollis, 38 degrees at Slap Out, 35 at the May Ranch, 38 at Alva. Is that right? No, that's Fairview. Hang on. Yeah, 38 at Fairview. I thought I had these memorized, but obviously I don't. 40 at Bessie, out here in the panhandle of Texas. 41 at Lipscomb, 45 at McLean, 39 at Wellington, 45 at Goodlip, and Odell, 40 degrees. What have you been doing at school this week?
Not much. I did have a test in my college class on Tuesday.
Did you pass?
Yeah, I did. I got an 80 on it. And then today we've been doing absolutely nothing. We watched the Annie musical, all the high schoolers did.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing all morning.
What, do you get in trouble when you don't pass the test by your mom and dad?
Yes.
What do they do?
They take my phone away if I get bad grades.
They're so mean.
Yeah, but it's okay. It keeps my grades up.
There you go. All right. Okay, let's talk a little bit. FYI, you did a really good job Saturday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a really good job. I was going to start making faces at you and asking stupid questions, and then I thought, nah, as her confidence level looks pretty good right now. and plus, you had your dad there, so
yeah,
he filled in pretty good. Okay, now. Let's talk about that for just a little bit. First of all, I told everybody Monday that I was impressed with the Langston University people that were there. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
They did do really good. It was a very good turnout. Yeah. And
What was your favorite, besides you and your dad's deal, what was your favorite event, whatever?
I kind of liked it all,
Speaker, there we go.
I don't remember names. But she talked about it was Tracy Payton. And then I did like the guy who talked about the bees.
Yeah. What did you like about Tracy?
I liked that, just like all the advice she gave about bugs.
That's when I was gone. That's when I had to leave for
like,
the bull cell.
She talked about like safe chemicals to use in your garden. Like, if you don't have, like, she gave us, like, different things, like, natural ways to get rid of bugs, and then safe chemicals, and just all these different ways. And one of the ones she talked about was for squash bugs, if at night you'll lay a, like, piece of plywood out by the plants, all the squash bugs will go underneath the plywood. And then in the morning you can lift it up and, like, vacuum them up in a shop vac. Or one of the guys that was there, like, at the event said he would take his flamethrower and burn them.
Or you could just jump on them and stomp them.
Yeah, and it kills all the squash bugs.
I did not know that. See, now we take a some of the farmers, because I learned this from an old timer.
Yeah.
When you're wanting to check for green bugs in your wheat, mm-hmm. you go army worms, not green bugs, but army worms and stuff like that. You take a paper sack, feed sack, and go out there and lay it down in the wheat field, rye field, whatever, and lay it down and put something on it so the wind don't blow it. And then you come back the next day and next morning, and you can look underneath there to see if there's what bugs are hiding under there.
Yeah.
So that's basic. That's a great idea.
And it's all natural. You're not using any chemicals.
Right.
And then another one she talked about was, you plant things in your garden that will attract parasitic wasps. Like, they lay eggs in tomato hornworms and aphids, which will eat those bad insects from the inside out, killing them, and you're not using any chemicals that could hurt your plants.
Say that again.
They're parasitic wasps, and they just lay their eggs on these hornworms and aphids, and it kills them. Like a brain eating disease.
Where do you get these wasps?
That I don't know.
We got to figure that out.
Yeah.
You got a 2-week vacation coming up from the show, so when you get back, you need to be on top of your game.
I will find that out, because I really want to try that, because it does cut down on all your chemical use.
Yeah, that's the thing. We need to use less and less chemicals.
Yeah.
And I think we're having actually healthier plants and stuff. And it's not because we're going organic. It's just we're trying to grow things properly.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Not be like all the factories out there.
Yeah. And that's one of the big deals that I watched a YouTube video on a commercial tomato grower out in California here a while back. And I'm not bashing on the vegetable farmer, because it takes a lot of manpower, mm-hmm. a lot of farms, and a lot of things that keep things grown for humans in the grocery stores.
Yeah, it does.
And Briley and Jimmy will be lucky to feed a couple of households in Beckham County. So you just think about that. You know, how many customers do you guys think you have out there at the nacho whatever farms?
I don't know. When we would bring our trailer into town, we'd get like roughly 50 people every time we would pull in, and they would just trickle in as the day went on, or the evening.
Right.
So roughly like
a couple hundred,
maybe. Yeah. Something like that.
Right. So just think about, there's 350 million people in the United States. And not everybody likes tomatoes, but that, we got a comment. We sound better today.
That's good.
Or you do. I think I was doing good there. So back to that wasp.
Mm-hmm.
So did she talk about anything to attract those wasps in there? Are they natural wasps, I'm guessing?
She had a picture of them up there. They looked like regular wasps. Like she said, they kind of looked like dirt daubers. But they may be different. I don't know. But she said they won't sting you. They're not worried about stinging you. They're just trying to sting, like, the hornworms and the aphids and all that stuff. I don't remember what exactly she said attracts them, but I feel that could be really easy to find information on that, and I'll do that too.
That is your assignment for when you get back from, you're going to Thailand when, a week from today?
A week from today.
What are you guys going on the mission for exactly? It's a mission trip, right, from the church?
Yeah, we're going on a mission trip to Thailand to, mainly to get in there. We teach the kids over there English, and then we also like incorporate Bible stories and all that into it.
Right.
So. And it's really fun.
So do you guys help them with gardening?
We have before. We've made them, I don't remember what it's called, but it's like kind of like a circle with like bamboo sticking straight up. And then like you layer dirt, like compost, and then wet cardboard, and then dirt. And like you layer it, and then you can grow a garden in it. I don't remember what it's called, but it was really cool. And then my second year, we took stuff and made them a plasticulture garden.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we laid it by hand, like, with the plastic and the drip tape on the side of a mountain.
Was that like a carry-on bag?
Yeah, we stuffed and one of our suitcases full of garden stuff and seeds and the plastic and all the stuff to hook it up to the water.
Oh.
And so, we got it done.
Well, what's the water situation like there?
At the village we did that at, we built them a well, a solar power well. So as long as the sun's out, their pump will work, and it'll, because it, the solar power, like, charges it up and everything. And it just pumps water to the whole village into these, like, tanks that hold it.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's a lot different over here, huh?
Very.
Yeah, very different. What's, so is there anything that, like on one of these mission trips to Thailand, is there anything that stuck out? Like, what's a long neck village?
So there's like the long neck villages over there are the people who live in the villages wear rings around their neck and it like kind of stretches their neck out. I think that's where the long neck comes from.
What's the story behind that?
There's a lot of different conspiracies and like stories. It's some people say it's like to protect their necks from predators and stuff. And some of it's just like their religion and their culture. It's just all different based on.
Have you ever stayed in one of those?
We've never stayed the night in one of those. We have went and taught at one of the long neck villages. Actually, the main village we teach at is a long neck village. There's just not as many people with the rings on their neck at that place. But there is one we go to where everyone has one.
Are their houses like bamboos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And this one lady actually was like wearing rings. And then after we went one year, one of the guys on the trip with us like started talking to her about God and everything. And then she gave her life to Christ and like in between like then and then the next year. And she had her rings taken off and had them like displayed. And now she can tell like tourists and like people her story.
Oh, really?
How she used to.
How cool is that?
Yeah. It's really cool.
What's her bathrooms like?
They're,
Your dad put me
up. I saw this coming. Yeah. Their bathrooms, so luckily at the hotel we stay at in town has regular bathrooms, but out at the villages they have what are called squatty potties, and you literally, it's like, it's literally popping a squat to go to the bathroom. And then their showers, so they have this hole in the ground where they bring buckets of water up and they bathe themselves with that.
In a hole?
Yeah.
Muddy water?
Yeah, it's not the cleanest water. But it's so weird because all of their hair and skin is like perfectly clear and their hair is so smooth. Huh. So it's so weird because they're bathing themselves in these like this dirty water, but it's so cool.
Maybe it's what they call that youth water, fountain of youth.
Yeah.
So, but their hair and their skin's really.
Yeah, I think either last year, maybe that's this year's project. I don't remember that they plan like building them a shower where it's like a shower head that you pull a string and that turns the shower head on.
Right.
Building one of those to actually have an actual shower.
Those aren't terrible. We had those in Iraq.
Yeah.
And it was just a poly tank on top of a shower.
Yeah.
And in the morning when you got up, you went and filled it full of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the desert in Iraq, it'd get hot as heck during the day. So it lets it warm the water up. And then that evening,
you don't have to take a cold shower.
Yeah, you don't have to take a cold shower. So it works.
Yeah, and it just makes it a lot easier, too.
Oh, yeah.
Shower.
What happens if they start using American shampoos and their hair starts kinking and their skin goes bad? So, all right, we're going to take what is today? Today is a Wheeler General Store break. I'm wearing their hat. And let's take that break. And we'll be right back after this. And I'll have your what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. That looks like, I know everybody was panicking yesterday. The cattle markets almost went down the limit. But they're trying to make a slow recovery today. So we'll see what's happening. And I'll go check out the Elk City Livestock Auction here in a little bit after the show. I came by there at 7:30 or 40 this morning. And they were long lines yesterday. So it'll be interesting to see what's happening at the auction. auction barns this weekend. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The thing about tires is it only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
The Piercy family invites you to their production sale at the Piercy Angus Cattle Facility in Eakley, Oklahoma. The sale will be held at high noon on Monday, March the 3rd. They will be offering over 70 registered Angus bulls, 16 two-year-olds, 36 18-month-olds, 21 yearlings, and special lots of replacement females will also be offered. For more information, contact Trey Piercy at 405-545-0985, or be sure and check out their ad in the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're back. We kept it talking.
Yeah, we did.
All right, let's check out some weather in the Texas Panhandle. Miami, 50 degrees, wind chill 48, humidity 57, 35 is the dew point. The winds are zilch at 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 14 miles an hour. No more sure registration so far in the month of February. No sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 44 degrees. Okay, so what we got, I'm going to go ahead and do what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture, and then I'll have our Lipscomb dealerships, and then we'll come back. I want to talk to Briley a little bit more about the bees, because she probably could hear a lot more about it than I could, and we're going to talk about the bees, and then I want to know about this nose to tail deal outside that I missed with your goat, right? You had a goat there?
Yeah, we had a goat.
Okay, we're going to think more about that. And then coming up in the last segment, Briley and I are going to talk about some of the things, what not to plant next to each other. It's a bad deal, and what you can plant in there with some of these natural, with these flowers for natural bug protection, I guess you want to call it. Predators. Keep the predators away, because bugs are our predators in the garden. Besides, like in my house, it's deer, raccoons, everything else. All right, here we go. Overnight. Soybean futures declined overnight and amid a disappointing export sales report and favorable weather in parts of South America. Sales of U.S. beans in the week through January 30th totaled 387,000 metric tons, down 12% and from the previous week and 40% from the previous prior four-week average. According to the USDA, China was a big buyer at 208,000, followed by Netherlands at 125,000 tons, Egypt 107,000 tons, Mexico purchased 63,000 tons, South Korea bought 60,000 tons. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 262,000, and Spain nixed shipments of 53,000 tons. Also weighing in on prices overnight were favorable weather conditions in parts of Brazil and Argentina. Dry weather in the center west of Brazil will aid field work. Dry weather in southern growing countries, the country is expected to ease in a week or two. In week two, according to the Commodity Weather Group, because right now is their time, they're harvesting their soybeans, in case you wanted to know. Rain has fallen in parts of Argentina in the past 2 weeks, limiting stress to the quarter of the South American nation's soybean and corn areas. Soybean futures for March delivery fell 4.5. My computer's acting up. Fell 4.5 cents to 10.56 a bushel overnight on Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1.60 to 304.80 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.13 cents to 45.27 a pound. Corn futures fell 2 cents to 4.93 and a quarter a bushel. Wheat lost a penny and three quarters to 5.86, while Kansas City futures were up a tick to 6.07 and three quarter cents a bushel. Let's see here. Cash receipts for the sale of ag products in the U.S. is forecast to decrease modestly in 2025, but direct government payments are expected to surge, according to a report from the USDA's Economic Research Service. That's where I think your dad kind of comes in. He signs me a check and says, "Here you go, Jimbo, get after it." No, not really, he doesn't. Sales of ag commodities will fall 0.3% to $515 billion this year. Crop receipts will fall by 2.3% year over year amid lower soybean and corn income, which will partially be offset by 1.4% increase. Direct government payments, meanwhile, will rise by more than 354% in 2025 to $42.4 billion. That's crazy, because last year they were predicting government payments in 2025 to be less than what they was in 2024. So now they're projecting it to 354% more. The increase is forecast due to supplemental and HOC disaster assistance to farmers and ranchers this year. We'll see what happens. Production expenses will likely fall 0.6% to $450.4 billion. Feed, fertilizer, including lime and soil conditioners, and pesticide expenses are expected to see the largest dollar declines in 2025. Average net cash income is forecast at $128,900 per farm, up 11% from 2024, according to the government. All nine USDA ERS farm resource regions are projected to see an increase this year. Weather-wise, in our big old farm belt, Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle are making the top of the news. Red flag warnings have been issued for parts of the southern plains amid extremely dry weather. According to the National Weather Service, winds in Oklahoma and Texas panhandles will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon, with gusts up to 40 as the forecast. And there you have it. Oh, I got a question for you. Somebody wanted me to ask you, what kind of clothing do they wear over there in Thailand? Pretty normal?
Very modest.
Like Chicago Bull stuff?
In the villages that we go to, they wear very modest clothes. Like, most of the time, the girls are in dresses or really long skirts.
Right.
And then the boys are in just t-shirts and then pants.
What's the weather like over there? Like when you guys are there?
Hot and humid.
Hot and humid? Is that pretty normal year-round? They got like monsoon seasons?
They got their rainy seasons and then their dry season. When we go, it's during their dry season. In the mornings, there's still like moisture in the air and everything, but we don't get rain. Like, it never actually rains while we're there. But it gets pretty, it's kind of like Oklahoma heat. Just add the mugginess and the humidity.
Right.
So it makes it like 10 times worse because you're sweating.
Yeah, and everything's dirt roads over there, I'm guessing, isn't it?
Yeah, for the most part. In town, they're all paved.
Okay.
But over at the villages, it's all...
all dirt.
Dirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like around our houses.
Yeah, like that. But...
all right. Okay, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the bees.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything? Did you know bees have fat on them?
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. The bees were pretty interesting. I was outside with the goat during that a little bit, so I didn't get to hear all of it, but it was pretty interesting.
So what kind of animals out there in the village? I got a text in here. I think he's in the wrong country. But what kind of animals do they have out in the villages? Do they have cars, bicycles, or do they ride horses, mules, camels?
They walk a lot.
Yeah.
But a lot of them also have like motorcycles, like dirt bike motorcycles.
Right.
And they use those. Like, a lot of people like in the towns actually have vehicles, but most of the time people are on like electric bikes and stuff.
So they got like mopeds?
Yes, there are a lot of mopeds over there.
Yeah, no, not camels. Not not camels there, Mr. County Commissioner. No. He's probably thinking the country I mentioned, but we're talking Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not camel country. You see any camels over there?
No, I've never seen a camel over there.
That's surprising. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, we'll continue. See if Riley and I learned anything. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today, follow us on Facebook, come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Speaking of Camrock, have you ever been in there?
I don't think so.
You need to go in there. I went in there yesterday. Somebody would get me a late birthday card for like $500. I could spend it 10 minutes in there. Now they got some good, they got some cool stuff in there. They got all kinds of bolts and filters, air filters for tractors, the whole nine yards. But I went in there looking for some gasket material for my irrigation for my side row. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have exactly what I needed because it's kind of a weird deal. And this thing's like 40 years old, but they got me to the right place to get it. But while we was in there, we was looking at the hoses and stuff, and they got a big selection of hydraulic and non-hydraulic hoses. So if you guys need anything, that's the place to shop. And then if you look in the back of the warehouse, there's barrels and quarts and gallons of oil and hydraulic oil and stuff. So check them out there. It's pretty cool. Okay, let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Something happened.
Messing stuff up?
No, I guess the mezzanine's down at Arnett is not registering. Let's just slide over to Camargo and see what's happening over there. I got some numbers. 40. It feels like 40. Dew point's 34. Humidity 78. Winds are out of the southwest at a whopping 3 miles an hour. 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 day, or precipitation, maybe not rain. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature 42. Sunset at 6:10. 51 and becoming sunny later today, 41 for a low tonight, and 51 for a high tomorrow. We'll have northeast winds, 7 to 20 miles an hour, with wind gusts up to 25 tomorrow. So it's going to feel a little chilly. Okay, so I got the county commissioner from Greer County lined out on the camel deal, so that's gone. That's old news there. All right, let's go back to the deal last Saturday.
Yeah.
You talk about the bees. What did you learn? Because I had no clue that I figured it was pesticides and lack of water that was killing some of the beehives. But what, you remember what they talked about? Those mites?
Oh, yes. I don't remember what exactly they're called, but they are little mites that, like, get on the bees.
And eat on the fat.
Yes. I remember that.
How crazy was that? So I think people, and it could be a water deal or a pesticide deal on some of the beehives, but mainly maybe a lot of, because there was a lot of beehives lost last year.
Really? Yeah. The main thing I took away was the bees at Langston make really good honey.
Yeah, you stole my bottle of honey.
Hey, they put more out. You could have got you another one.
Yeah. And,
it was really good honey.
Yes, I got two bottles in the truck. He gave me some on the side after you guys left.
We have like seven at my house.
Is that right? Yeah, it was really good honey.
It was really good.
What else you learned about the bees?
He was talking about when the bee house boxes,
yeah,
that there's three levels. I do not remember what he said the bottom level was. And then the top two have honey in them, like the honeycombs. And then the top box is the honey they take and make their packaged honey out of.
Right.
And then the bottom or the middle box of honey is they keep it there for the bees.
Right.
So out of all the honey that the bees produce, the bees get to keep half of it, and then the people who make the honey take half of it. So they're not just taking all the bees' honey away from them. They still get to keep some of it.
What did you think about when he was talking about the bees, how they seal the entrance, or not the entrance, but so air can't get into the honey hives? You know, they was talking about it made some kind of crust or something around the seam of those boxes where it kind of weatherproofed them.
Yeah, and you could kind of see it, too, in the one he showed where he had them on display. You could see stuff on the edges of it.
You pronounce that?
Varroa mite?
Yeah, that's what it was. Varroa mite.
Tracheal mite?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah, I couldn't remember all the... I have a hard time in those classes. You know, like... Your dad, I could hear your dad plain as day because of my hair.
My dad's loud.
And then you, I had to read to your lips. But your dad, he was loud and clear. And the bee guy was too, but he said it so quick, I didn't catch on to it. But anyway, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, it was.
And then, all right, tell me about the heads to tails.
Okay, so... inside, before we went out to the goat, I did miss part of this too because I was getting the goat haltered up and everything. But when I got back in there, he was just talking about, the different type of tests, like, hold on, I don't remember what it's called. It's a test on their lower eyelid. It's FAMACHA scoring?
Okay.
Something like that. And they push the eye and look at their bottom eyelid to see if they need to be tested for worms. And if you...
And it's on a goat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they're scored like a 1 or 2, they're good. A 3 is in between, and a 4 or a 5, they need to be tested for worms or like treated for worms. And let's just say the goat was not very happy. He did not like it at all. Not my goat. My friend's goat.
Oh, I got you.
But the goat was not very happy. And then he just talked about different sizes of needles and like when you like give a shot, like you like the suction that for drawing blood to poke the needle in and then put the suction on, then draw the blood, take the suction off, then pull the needle out so you don't get like any junk in it. And just talked about how to give shots and how to draw blood and give medicine.
Did he say what they worm goats with?
I don't think so.
Okay.
He may have did, but that's probably another big word that I can't think of. And then he also talked about how, like, their goats also don't have canines. So when you need to give them a pill, you can just stick your thumb or finger in their mouth and you can't get bit.
I got you.
So.
You can do the same thing with a dog.
Yeah.
Just like, don't let them chomp.
Yeah.
But you always remember on a dog, grab their tongue. And then that way they can't bite you. I know this from experience.
Oh.
You stick your hand in there, grab that tongue, and they're gagging, and you do whatever you want.
Flick the pill down their throat.
Flick it in the back of their throat.
Yeah.
So you guys got any gardening going on at your house?
We kind of procrastinated. We finally got our garden cleaned up, and we got our greenhouse cleaned up, and... When Valentine's Day, I think Dad said, he's going to start planting stuff in the greenhouse.
When's you guys going to be here?
I won't. He will.
Oh, he's gone. You're going, and he's not. You're leaving him for the rough work.
But he gets to go twice to Thailand next year, so he can't complain.
No, probably not. What's your favorite vegetable in the greenhouse while you're growing? Because I know you have to help take care of them.
Just to take care of?
Yeah.
I mean, they're all pretty easy to take care of. We just have to go out there and water them. Make sure they're not dying.
Do you have to water them every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day, every other day. We just spray them down with our hose. And then we do put our hose that we have, the head of it has a little tube container thing on it that we can put
fertilizer
in it. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Okay. Well, we're going to take a break and a Wheeler General Store break. We come back, I'll have your weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. And then I found this page on Facebook. It's called Living Off the Grid, Stories and Information.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about companion
Reggie.
Planning.
Yep.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that, what not to and what you can do.
Yep.
With certain vegetables. Not all vegetables, but certain of it. And a lot of you guys probably already know what it is, but we're gonna check it out when we get back from this break. So we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 31st. 1,686 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 483 brought 330. 5 at 525 brought 328. 6 at 570 brought 334. 8 at 714 brought 285. 11 at 810 brought 263. 16 at 837 brought 259. 25 at 915 brought 254. 6 head of heifers at 459 brought 357. 5 at 494 brought 310. 14 at 528 brought 318, 7 at 579 brought 284, 13 at 597 brought 282, 10 at 648 brought 261, 28 at 781 brought 245, butcher cows were 90 to 160, butcher bulls brought 130 to 196, bred cows were 1,300 to 3,000, pairs brought 2,000 to 3,000, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you've got a job that's going to take some heavy equipment and skill, call Johnny Evans at Double J Dozing and Excavating. He specializes in building ponds and making pads for barns and sheds. He'll clear land and trees, he'll make roads, he'll do terrace work, and even fix washouts. Johnny can do most anything that involves a dozer or an excavator. He's ready to go to work in this area, so give him a call or text at 580-339-6854. That's Johnny Evans and Double J Dozing and Excavating. It's that time of year again. Time to have your mower serviced and ready to cut your grass for the upcoming season. Take advantage of the service special going on now through the month of February at DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Have your Cub Cadet, Hustler, or Spartan Zero Turn mower serviced today. Residential mowers are $159 plus the parts. Commercial mowers, $179 plus parts. That's DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. Ready, set, mow.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is February 26th at the ranch southwest of Leedy, selling 150 two-year-old bulls. Sires include Sitz Barricade, LAR Man in Black, Deer Valley Growth Fund. Several other breed-leading sires will be represented. Also selling commercial two-year-old pairs and open yearling heifers carrying QC Genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 26th at 12:30 at the ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online at cci.live. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March the 1st at 12:30. selling 85 yearling and 18-month-old bulls and 25 first calf commercial pairs. Tested for DNA data, birth, weaning, yearling, and ultrasound data, over 50% of the bulls are suitable for use on heifers. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale Saturday, March the 1st at 1230 on County Road 2150 near Burns Flat. More information available at davisangus.com or search Davis Angus on Facebook.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today
in Ag. You know I have my mic on, right? Somebody is really tired. Oh, my God. All right, let's do Hobart, Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 41 degrees, 38 is dew point. Humidity is 88. Winds calm. 12/100ths of an inch of precipitation in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil. Temperature 45. You're trying to make me yawn now. Sunset at 6:10. 55 for high today. Decreasing clouds. 46 for low. 57 and breezy tomorrow. And Hobart looks like the winds are going to be 10 to 20 with wind gusts up to 30 tomorrow. So she's going to be breezy. Might be a good day to play a golf course that you hit the ball from the south to the north. How's that? Anyway, okay, let's go. Let's check this deal off on Facebook.
Before we check this out.
What?
While I'm thinking about it, I've been trying to figure out, what's that on your shirt? Like, is it an airplane?
Yeah, it's a float plane. It's Rusty Myers Flying Service. It's right across the border from Minnesota into Canada. Fort Scott, Canada is where it's at. So I haven't been up there in a while. I really want to go back. So we drive up there, straight up I-35.
Mm-hmm.
And we cross the border. We get on a float plane. Or two float planes. Like big float planes.
The ones that like can land on water?
Yeah. And they fly us up to like above the Arctic Circle.
Oh.
And this is in like the first week of June. That's when they have fishing seasons up there.
Yeah.
And we fly in there and they drop us off on this island with a cabin and there's like six or eight of us. And they bring us our bait if we want any food and everything, beer or whatever. And drop us off and say, adios, we'll pick you up in 4 days.
That is cool.
And then if you have a medical emergency,
mm-hmm.
you put this orange tarp out because there's no cell phone service up there.
Oh.
No polar bears either. I haven't seen any anyway. But that you put this orange tarp out on the dock and there's usually at least one or two planes fly over every day. And if they see this orange tarp, they'll stop and see what your emergency is.
That's kind of cool.
And those mosquitoes are big as bumblebees up there. They're big. But the fun fishing, we fish for pike and walleye. Uh-huh. I call it pike hunting. There's nothing like catching a big old pike. My biggest one, I think it's 40-something inches, 30-something pounds. And I didn't even get it in the boat.
I feel like that'd be a really fun vacation.
It's really cheap. And you do your own cooking. You don't have guides.
Yeah.
The current's moving because this water's moving. We have this whole lake to ourselves, bigger mm-hmm. than Foss Lake. And we have this whole lake to ourselves. The water, there's a lot of current in it. Mm-hmm. And it's all going down to that, I guess, that St. Lawrence Seaway or whatever all that stuff is down in there in eastern Canada and the United States. It's cool. And it's cheap. It's fun.
That sounds really fun.
You spend all your money on the way up there because you stop at all the Cabela's and the fishing stores and buy lures that you never use still to this day. No, it's all fun.
I want to look into that.
Yeah, you should.
That seems fun.
I can hook you up with the information. So if you guys go, I want to go.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I was looking at this deal on living off the grid stories and information. It was really cool to read some of the stories. But what vegetable does tomatoes hate?
Cucumbers.
Yes, big time. And so this little deal here was wrote up. It's called Secrets of Companion Planting and Popular Planting Combinations.
Yep.
Take number one.
Differing water needs. Cucumbers need consistent moisture to remain juicy and sweet, while tomatoes thrive in drier soil conditions. Once they're established, overwatering tomatoes can meet cucumber needs can cause root diseases due to waterlogged soil.
True fact. Number two, space and light competition. Cucumbers are vigorous climbers or sprawlers that can overshadow tomatoes, limiting their essential sunlight exposure, vital for healthy fruit development.
And number three, risk of disease transmission. Both tomatoes and cucumbers are vulnerable to diseases like powdery mildew and bacterial wilt. Growing them close can accelerate the spread of these diseases. The ideal companions for tomatoes and cucumbers are, for tomatoes, basil. It enhances tomato flavor while repelling flies and mosquitoes. That one is true. We tested that out last year.
Okay.
And then marigolds keep away nematodes and other garden pests. And carrots help loosen the soil, facilitating better air and water flow around the tomato roots.
And I'm going to try that.
I've not heard that one before.
I'm trying that this year.
That would be, yeah, I've never heard that.
I'm going to take a half a roll and put like a few carrots around it, mm-hmm. around the root, and then not do the other half.
See
what happens.
Yeah.
Keep a little paperwork on there. Okay, ideal companions for cucumbers. Radishes act as deterrent against cucumber beetles. Sunflowers provide a natural trellis for cucumber vines and attract pollinators. And lettuce benefits from shade provided by cucumber plants, which keeps the root environment cool. How is that cool stuff? And let's see what here. On the pictures here, it says it's got these plants stunt or inhibit tomato plant growth, cabbage, broccoli, and fennel. And then these plants improve tomato plants' growth and flavor and repel bugs, basil, garlic, and parsley, and I guess carrots, too.
Yeah.
So how interesting is that?
Yeah.
And then somebody on that comment said they plant marigolds around their tomato plants, too, to help repel some pests.
Yeah.
And I did that last year.
We never plant marigolds with our tomatoes, but we always plant them with our squash and stuff.
So right.
I'll have to tell Dad. And try planting with our tomatoes, too. That's really cool. I never actually knew that they hated each other. I mean, we always plant our cucumbers and tomatoes on separate ends of the gardens, but I always thought that was just because.
Right.
Why not?
Oh, I got somebody got a question for you. Back okay. to Thailand.
Okay.
Where's that question? Oh, here we go. We got a question here. Can I mulch before I plant, or which is better? If you're talking normal mulch, not plastic mulch. Plastic mulch, you do plastic mulch right off the bat before you even plant, correct?
Yeah, like the stuff we put in between our rows?
Right.
Yeah, we put that stuff down before and during we were planting stuff in the garden, just before things get big.
Right.
But yeah. We were just experimenting with it last year, so.
And then last year, I put down a foot of rye straw in my outside garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went in there with a post-hole digger, post-hole digger to plant my cantaloupe and watermelons and potatoes. And I planted in the mulch. The mulch does kind of make it harder to plant your stuff, but it's so good. And, It was pretty good. Somebody wants to know here is what are their meals like and the spices like in Thailand?
A lot of rice.
No T-bone steaks?
Sadly not. But yes, a lot of rice, and they don't have very much beef because they don't really have places for cattle to graze. So they have a lot of pork products.
Okay.
And their spices... They don't like to use salt, so me and Mom, who love to salt our foods, take salt packets with us, just because, I mean, who wants to
wonder why that is?
I don't know. Like, they they've got good seasonings, some of the food does, but if they don't use, if it's, rice or, simple stuff. There's not much seasoning on it, so it's just
no flavor.
Bland. Yeah. So we take salt to season it with to make it a little better. But overall, the food over there is really good. So.
A lot of rice.
Yeah, a lot of rice.
Brown or white rice?
White. White rice.
And do they grow that there, I guess?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so. We just buy them in the bags and get
them. So do they have any cattle at all?
They have cows, but they're like skin and bones. Like, it's honestly really sad because they're just like zombie looking.
Kind of. Well, it's kind of hard to eat bamboo sticks.
Yeah, it is.
Do they have any milk?
I don't think they use them for milk.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah.
Cool. How fun was that show?
It was.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening today. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy and Briley. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Well, starting Monday, FFA kids are coming in. We got Sweetwater and Canute coming in Monday to talk about what's going on for National FFA Week.
Yep.
All right, and you'll be here.
I'll see you in 3 weeks.
All right, see you guys. God bless.
Friday night at the dance. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President